This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I would like to focus on two statements in Romans 8 in our study of Jesus Christ. Verse 32 says that God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Jesus Christ was not spared from anything God planned for him. Philippians 2:6 says, Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. As God, he could never be something less than God, but he could lay aside the outward manifestation of being God. In his high priestly prayer in John 17, he prayed that the glory he shared with his Father might be restored to him. Evidently, he had laid that aside when he took upon himself the likeness of sinful man. The Father didn't spare him from laying that glory aside, nor did he spare him from identifying with man so he could become man's Savior. He was given up by the Father for us all. In verse 3, it says that God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in sinful man. The Bible Knowledge Commentary explains, Jesus was sent not in sinful flesh, but in the likeness of it. His human nature was protected and preserved from the indwelling principle of sin that has plagued all other human beings since Adam. He was also sent, literally, concerning or for sin. In other words, he came to do something about sin. What he did was to condemn it by his death on the cross, passed in judicial sentence on it, so that those in Christ are not condemned. End of quote. Praise God. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ.